Well, if you didn't hear about it, a big tornado went through parts of Dallas, Texas, leaving a lot of damage and thousands without power, which is why my next guest missed the bell. He doesn't do that very often. He's been coming for 8 years. But Alan Sachs, the professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington, joining me now. Professor, I hope you're all right.
Thank you for your patience. I was stumbling around in the dark trying to get to the phone, but I finally made it. So we're back on the air, but no internet, which drives me nuts. No internet, but it'll come back soon. But Dallas, no deaths or major casualties, I understand, but a lot of property damage.
Well, there you go. But you're in good shape. I mean, I don't know how big this tornado was, but when it drives through a residential area or a city, right. I mean, it can be pretty exciting there for a few minutes. I don't know that anybody was killed, though. That's good
news,
right?
Nobody was. No big injuries, as far as I know, or deaths, thank goodness. But property damage, cars overturned. You really understand the power of those tornadoes.
Oh, sure.
When you see a big 18-wheeler just flipped over on its side.
Sure.
And they picked up, where they manufacture ice, big ice boxes outside of convenience stores. Just flipped around.
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, another tornado that I've been paying attention to, or maybe it's a hurricane. It's like a Cat 5 hurricane. That's Hillary Clinton. And I bring that to your attention because apparently Hillary says that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset, and so is Jill Stein. And
what is wrong with Hillary Clinton?
Nothing. I want her to join the race. She's perfect.
Too, but she's too chicken to do it. I would say, come on, Hillary, do it again.
Oh, no, she's getting in. My money's on her getting in.
I agree with you. I've been saying that for months, frankly.
Yeah, I think she's going to do it, and I think she's laying the groundwork because she's blaming the DNC for being incompetent. She's saying that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset.
She didn't like Jill Stein either, because when she ran as a Green Party candidate last time, she figured that they took so many votes away from her.
Right. And then it was the DNC. And this, by the way, I've never heard that the DNC was, completely incompetent. I always heard in my lifetime that the DNC had more of a ground game than the RNC, but not according to Hillary over the weekend. No. The DNC was broke. They had the Republicans were way ahead, and of course Donald Trump was a Russian. But Tulsi Gabbard's response was great. Basically,
she really let her have it. She picked on the wrong Democratic woman.
Well, and she said, "Listen, if you try to go after Hillary, they will smear you with lies. They will accuse you of things you haven't done. They'll try to call you a Russian." And everything that she said, I'm like, well, that's exactly what happened to Donald Trump. The exactly. Irony is terrific.
My only issue with Donald Trump, but it's a minor one. By the way, he was here in Dallas last weekend, and boy, there were, they're talking about Bernie getting 25,000 people in New York City. Any big liberal would get 25,000
exactly.
people in New York City. But he brought out 28,000 in what they call the American Airlines Arena in downtown Dallas, and 30,000 people were outside.
Right, 60,000 was the number.
That's right. It was an amazing group. And Dallas is not a conservative town anymore. So it's very different from Bernie and AOC-backed Bernie. What a group.
Right, there you go. All right, then. Well, here's my question, then. You think Hillary gets in. She's taking all these shots. She's getting. Does she? If for the sake of argument, Hillary got in, would she be the front runner?
Automatically, I think yes. For a while, I think she would. But the other Democrats have to, bite back at her.
Well, who else is there? I mean, could they get? I mean, let's be honest. Not one of those people believes that Elizabeth Warren can win.
But now the darling of the day is Pistol Pete from South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, the 37-year-old mayor of a 100,000-person city.
That's right. Isn't that astounding?
No, he's not going to win.
What is it? Hey, I'm mayor of this town. I'm going to run for president.
What about Bloomberg?
He could step in, but I think he's a little bit too timid at this point. But I think he may be waiting for Hillary, too.
But where's Al Gore?
Where is Al Gore?
Where's John Kerry? I mean, there's got to be somebody the Democrats can turn to.
It's going to be Hillary.
It's going to be Hillary.
My only fault with President Trump lately is when he had the G7, that big economic conference, at one of his hotel places. That was not a good idea.
Well, it's not happening, so that got to me.
It's not happening. But to even raise it, come on, President.
I think he's having fun just sticking his finger in their eye sometimes. I really do think that that's part of what he does.
But he was great at this rally in Dallas on Friday night.
Yeah. Well, so I got one other question for you. You know, it's the permanent pushback against, you know, dismantling the globalist elites. And once again, Brexit is now, you know, sidelined. I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
You know what? I was going to ask you that question. What is it in politics these days? And especially, I thought our politics is getting loony. What is it in England? Well, we had a vote, but we want another vote, you know?
Yeah, we don't like the vote. Let's do it again.
We don't like the vote. Let's have another vote.
Well, make no mistake. That's what the Democrats want for the 2016 election. They want another vote. They're calling it impeachment.
I was just thinking about that. Hillary would fit in perfectly into the Brexit issue. Let's have another vote.
Yeah, well, that's what the Democrats want. They want another vote. They're going to call it impeachment because they couldn't get what they want the first time, so they'll try, lie, cheat, and steal to get there the second time. Anyhow, Professor, glad you're doing well.
Thank you. And then there's the great American public, which I genuinely like. But yesterday, all the weather reports took out some of the regular television stories, and people are calling into the stations. We don't care about the weather. Give us back our soap opera.
There's a tornado coming. You might live or die. We don't care about that.
We want a soap opera.
There you go. All right, Professor. You have a great rest of the week. We'll talk again. Glad you're in good shape.
Thank you so much for your patience.
There you are. My pleasure. We have an October special for My Pure Health Solutions for you, calling it the Thinsgiving Special. Still time to lose 20 pounds before Thanksgiving. Feel better. Look great. And you can get 15% off your custom, one-of-a-kind, personalized weight loss program until the 31st of October. Just go to grouperhealth.com. Go to grouperhealth.com. Remember, you can use flex accounts, health savings accounts. I did it. Remember, I did it. You can, too. Go to grouperhealth.com. Get yourself on the track to feeling better, looking great, and being happy with yourself. Huh? Good, right? Grouperhealth.com. Check it out. It's My Pure Health Solutions, bringing you this hour on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan